All right, copy that. I was just saying, you know, there's, you know, multiple ways to access that information.
It's a good idea, though. I mean, if I had a phone like that, I would have done that, but, yeah, I wish I did, but one of these days, maybe we get a phone like that. I mean, I talked to my wife to buy them a phone like that. Maybe we'll buy one together. Anyways, like I was saying about the repeater, we had different repeaters up north, too, where my dad and mom lived. They lived up there in Farwell, Michigan. That's where they were located at. That's where my dad had retired many years ago, and he started his home foundation up when he built it himself many years ago. And he was a tube die maker for Judder Motors in downtown Detroit. And he knew pretty much a different, he pretty much knew a lot of stuff in that. But like I always say, you're a jack of trades, right? So he had a lot of them. He had a lot of knowledge, too. So when he built this place back in the early 70s, and he got all built and done in the 80s, I think it was, early 80s or late 80s. Anyways, my dad and my mom, they both moved back. Actually, they moved out here in Detroit years ago. They were here years ago, many years ago. They raised all four kids here in Michigan when they did. But anyway, they decided when they retired, they're going to move up north. So the house was completed and done. So my dad did a lot of work on that home. He took vacations all week just to get that home done, accomplished in that. So finally, he got his retirement home. He got his dream came true, and he moved up north after that. So after he retired, that's what he did. And I years ago after that, he put a tower up for me. I've got all these antennas on the towers, and I play radio almost every day up there because the tower is about 30 feet high, like you said there, Cliff. So it was a pretty good setup.